An Auckland iwi displaced from its land for 180 years has called a compromise on the future of Point England Reserve a win-win. Ngāti Pawa is foregoing an almost 12-hectare property development at Point England after locals raised concerns about losing green space in Tamaki Makaurau back in 2017. Instead, the iwi will get an extra 2 hectares for their marae and papakāinga housing. But those who campaigned are still not convinced these plans won't disrupt the environment. Mediana Johnson reports.
The reserve will be in Ngāti Pawa's name, but co-managed with the Auckland Council. The government deal also gives Ngāti Pawa the option to purchase Auckland school sites, so they will still be able to generate income. Ngāti Pawa Iwi Trust Kaiārahi Hayden Solomon says it is a win-win they've achieved with the Crown.
It's a very bright future in the sense that, it's the biggest piece of open space land that's this close to the CBD. Two, it is our whenua. So that's important for us. It's about that cultural repatriation.
He says the iwi will restore the Tāmaki River and Ōmaru Creek to support the native bird habitats. Minister for Treaty Negotiations Andrew Little is pleased with the deal that's been struck with the iwi.
A promise was made that we've given them an opportunity for a housing development. It was a commercial housing development, so they would have expected to yield some income from it. But the reality is this deal gives them the same value, but it's just a different format.
He says the rental income the iwi make from the Auckland school sites will replace losing the commercial development. But Julie Chambers, who campaigned against the housing development, is not convinced the revised agreement still protects the reserve.
While it seems to be that there's progress and that this won't be as damaging as the initial proposal for public housing right across the area, I'm hopeful that the footprint will be more sensitive of the open nature character of the Point England headland.
She is still concerned that road access to the marae, as detailed in the previous plan, could still destroy the natural environment. But Hayden Solomon is confident that iwi can build in harmony with the Point England surroundings.
We know how to do housing. We know how this community should look. We know how to do that in balance and in harmony with the environment.
The revised deal will be voted on by Ngāti Pawa iwi members from February the 3rd. If it is supported by iwi members and there are no overlapping claims, the Ngāti Pawa deed of settlement will go to Parliament for approval later this year. Mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Mediana Johnson, DNA.